It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're kind of doing a survey in the book of Romans. We've enjoyed the study over a couple of year period of time. And when we finished it, I wanted to just kind of go back through and hit some of the high points. It's such a great book to study. And so that's what we're doing today, and we're in Romans chapter 6 as we do that. And so if you'd open your Bibles to Romans chapter 6, verse 5, why then we'll prepare for the study in just a few moments. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website out, it would be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. We're going to stop with reading of the scripture there, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer before we start this wonderful study. Father, I thank and praise you for the day that you've given us. I thank you for the opportunity to enjoy the precious Word of God. It's such a joy to open the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to pour over it, and to be able to enjoy it and share it over the radio. Please, Father, just continue to bless it and use it. I thank and praise you for that opportunity for all these many years that we've had the joy of sharing your precious Word for the purpose, Father, that you will be honored and glorified. For the purpose that folks will be born again, that they'll find the truth and not be fed a lie and deceived by so many religions out there do not preach the gospel anymore. They have stopped telling people how to be born again and the need of salvation through the precious gift of salvation that you give us. So please, dear Lord, today, just guide and lead us through these scripture verses. Help us to show folks how to be saved, and that they would come to know you today, and then also, Father, that all those that are saved and born again, that they will continue to grow and be closer to you and be able to serve and praise and honor your precious name. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We look at these verses of Scripture, and they are concerning and talking about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and how that by him taking our sin upon him and dying on the cross, that sets us free. We become a part of his death. We talk about the salvation that we receive, do you want to go to heaven? People ask, oh yes, I want to go to heaven, and well, just say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. It's much more than that, my friend, because the gift is free. But you can't just say the words. The Word of God will convict your heart. The Spirit of God, through the Word of God, convicts your heart. And then, and only then, will you decide and recognize that you're a sinner and you're lost, and the Lord Jesus is the only way. You need to call upon Him and be born again, be saved. So I'm asking you to really examine your heart today, that you know that you're saved, so that you can be a part of His death. Because by becoming a part of His death, you have your sins forgiven, because all of our sins were laid upon Him that day. He is God, the Son of God, died upon the cross and died there for your sins and for mine. And so when we look at these verses of Scripture here, it says, in the likeness of His death. And so we have looked at the baptism. The last time we were together, we spent a lot of time looking at that, because I didn't want you to be confused about a physical baptism, something that you do. And I don't want you to connect that with your salvation, because it cannot be. It's a work. There's nothing we can do to save ourselves. All we do is say yes to the Spirit of God. Turn to the Holy Spirit whenever, and to the Lord Jesus by the drawing and the calling of the Holy Spirit. That is the only time that salvation can be yours. And so please call upon the Lord Jesus, ask Him to come into your heart and save you. And do that because you feel that conviction. You know that you're a sinner. The only one that can do that is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, and He shows you the way to Jesus. Please trust in Him today. And again, when it says here in verse 4, backing up a little bit, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. You can see how the scriptural baptism shows that. But it doesn't have anything to do with it other than God commands us to be baptized, to declare our salvation, to show others that we are born again. But if you lack that baptism for whatever reason and you would die, you'll go to heaven. You'll go into the presence of the Lord Jesus because you have come by faith to Him. Now, He's going to wonder why you didn't follow in scriptural baptism. And you could say, well, I was sprinkled. Well, that gives no picture at all. And then others say, well, that's not really baptism. That's kind of a dedication to a little baby. Then stop sprinkling the water and start coming up with a scriptural baptism that you should have to show what's taken place in your heart. But the reason, the very reason why that folks do not have the scriptural baptism anymore is because they are not born again. They have not come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so please, yes, baptism, scriptural baptism, going down into the water, standing first, shows the old self, going down into water, pictures the death and dying with Christ, and then coming up out of the water, pictures a resurrection. What a beautiful, beautiful picture that cannot be had by any other means besides that. But that's all it is a picture. And God commands us to do it, but it is not bound to the salvation. Salvation is something, a work that God does completely. Completely. So please be born again and then follow the Lord in baptism. Now, as we continue to look at this, we find if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Verse 5. As we look at that, we understand that true believers are in Christ and Christ in the believer. No one can share in Christ's resurrection except He first die. Now, that's not talking about a physical death. That's talking about trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, by us coming by faith to the Lord Jesus, by doing that, by trusting in the Lord Jesus, we actually take part in His death. the death that occurred over 2,000 years ago. But we become part of that death, and we must die. And that's the only way that we're going to have our sins forgiven. Someone must die to take our sins away, and it must be a perfect sacrifice. So you see, if you die in your sin, there is no works or anything that you can provide or perform that would ever get the relationship that you need to have back with your God. There's no way that you can do that. You must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we are part of his death, planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. The likeness of his resurrection. Beautiful picture again with the scriptural baptism, not the sprinkling. Again, I don't know. I do know the history of that and where it came from, but it is against the Word of God. We need to have immersion for baptism, but it must come only after you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. Then it comes because you want to testify. You want to show people what has happened in your heart and in your life. So no one can share in Christ's resurrection and except he first die. Now, that comes by us coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection is to a new life is the result of dying to the world with Christ. See, Jesus took our sin away. And so by him dying and truly death was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights, came out of that grave alive, victorious. But he died. He had to face death. And so by us coming by faith to the Lord Jesus, believing that Jesus died for my sin, that now I have been a part of his death. And by being a part of his death, now I can be a part of his resurrection. A part of his resurrection. We are buried in order to be raised. Now, there's a scripture verse back in John chapter 12, verse 24. And I have used this many times during a funeral service. And especially when it comes to a farmer, because a farmer really understands this fact. Somebody from the city may not understand this, but a farmer sure does. And so as we look at this in John chapter 12, and we read verse 24, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." So you see what happens the day that we come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him as our personal Savior. We have taken and we are a part. Jesus took our sins upon him. And when we come by faith to him and believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, when I believe that, then I not only am planted, I have died with him, but I also then have the joy of being part of his resurrection. And once I have died, then and only then can I begin to produce fruit. Not fruit that's built up so that maybe I'll be saved and have salvation. No, that's taken care of. By faith. By faith. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a gift that's given when we come to him by faith. Convicts our heart through reading the Word, that Word's presented to us, and our heart is convicted, and we recognize that we're a lost sinner, and the Spirit of God leads us right to the Son of God, says, "Here, believe in him, because he died for you, and he rose again." Wonderful opportunity of salvation and of life. And so you see, we are buried in order to be raised. As it says back here in John, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. I don't know if you've ever witnessed that. I don't know if you've ever dug up a seed, especially like with seed corn or with the soybean seed, and you dig that seed up after the plant has been raised up and it's beginning to put on an ear of corn, for instance, with corn in this area. And so you dig down and you'll find that old kernel of corn, that kernel that was planted right there, and it is rotten, and it is deteriorated. It has died to bring life. Now, isn't that something, how that God has taken His Word and shown us that picture? And so in order for me to have life, in order for you to have life, we must die first. Well, in order, if we'd physically die, it's over. You're going to wake up in hell if you do that. We need to first we need to come by faith to Jesus and be born again. And by coming by faith to Him, we have taken our position with Him in His death. So we have died spiritually, and being raised again, we have died with Him. Our sins are taken care of. What a wonderful opportunity. When I said died spiritually, that's what happens when you die without Christ. Well, when we come to Him knowing that we're dead in our trespasses and sins, we are dead. Now, we may have a body and we may be able to speak and walk and talk, but spiritually, we're dead. We need to be made alive. And by coming by faith to Jesus Christ, He gives us life because our sins are taken away from us. And so, only by faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There's no other religion. There's no other cult. There's no one that has died for our sins and sets us free. Many of those cults promise this and promise that, and you're going to have this planet, and you're going to have this and everything. No, we need to deal with our sin. Yes, we're going to have heaven, and we're going to enjoy the eternal life with our Lord and Savior. But first of all, we have got to deal with sin. We've got to take care of that. And you do that by coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, this planting, this seed of corn, this seed, and watching it grow, and when you dig down underneath the soil, you'll find that just a kernel, and it's just a shell. But it's brought life. And that's what happens to us when we trust in Jesus. We die with Jesus, and we've been raised with Jesus, and now we have a new life that we can enjoy each and every day. What a wonderful opportunity to look to the Word of God and to enjoy the Word of God. The old man, you see here in verse 6 that it talks about, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that from that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now, that brings us back to that question that was raised earlier here. You know, what shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We're dealing with that. That was back in the beginning of this chapter, chapter 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified. We crucified Jesus, died on the cross. That old sinful self. Now, we still have the flesh. We still have the flesh. But our old sinful self is dead, and because of the Lord Jesus. Now, it's alive. Now, we still have the flesh. We still live in the flesh. But that old man that it talks about here, the old man, do not confuse the old man with the flesh, because the flesh is not changed. Now, there's going to be a time that we're going to enjoy that, the resurrection of the body, too. That's coming. But this word means old in point of use, worn out, useless. Now, we could look at that and say that could be the flesh too, that's for sure. But the old man that we're talking about here is the inward body, the old wicked heart. It's to be put on a scrap pile, to be discarded. That is our value without the Lord Jesus Christ. Without the Lord Jesus, that is our value. The old man here refers to that person, the believer, that's what he was before he was saved, is that old man. I've been made new, from the old man to the new. Lacking the life of God, when you lack knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, the word was used that you're totally depraved. The body, the human body, the sin, the reference is therefore to the believer's physical body before salvation, possessed by or dominated and controlled by the sinful nature. So you see, not only are we made new inside, but then even our body, we take on a new life because we have been given life for the first time. Now, the old flesh itself, now it continues to deteriorate. It may get cancer. It may get sick because that's the old flesh. We still live in the old flesh, but we are made new inside, and don't miss that. And the desires of this body now, of this mind, this heart, this body, are different. There are desires that want to please God and not walk in sin. The person, the believer, was before he was saved. We need to be crucified with Christ in order that his physical body, which before salvation was dominated by evil nature, might be destroyed. Now, we talk about the physical body. Now, we are facing, our flesh continues to deteriorate. But we have been made new, and there's going to be a day to a believer that we're going to receive a glorified body. So that too will be made new. Now, it's a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus, because when you come and trust in the Lord Jesus, you will realize, you will recognize that you are a new person. You know, as we look at this sixth verse, it says, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. The body of sin. You see, it's talking about the body. It's talking about our whole life. And the only thing that is continuing to deteriorate is just the flesh. But this body, everything, it says here in this sixth verse, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, the old man dies with Jesus, destroyed. As it says here, sin might be destroyed, to render idle, inactive, to cause to cease. Knowing this, that our old man, that the person we were before we were saved, was crucified with him in order that our physical body, which at that time was dominated by the sinful nature, might be rendered inoperative. And so we still have the flesh. It still deteriorates. But your whole life has changed. Your actions are going to change. Everything is going to be made new and be changed if you surrender to the Lord Jesus. No longer as a believer are we a slave to sin. And see, our whole life, our whole being, our whole body was set upon the desires of the flesh. We have put that to death. No longer is our desires to the desires of the flesh. Now our desires have turned to a living God that has released us from that lock and that burden that sin has upon us. Now, we still fight it because that old devil, he just don't lay down and die whenever we get saved. He keeps coming and fighting us. But for the first time, we have the power to have victory. Have victory. When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we become a new man. We're a new person in Jesus. The Bible does not teach that the old man is made over or he's just improved in some manner. We have been made new. The only thing we still have is that flesh. But the nature the body, the strength that we have to have victory over sin and over the desires of this world, finally, for the first time, we possess that. We have that power. We have that strength to walk each day. When God saves us, He saves us from sin to righteousness. You see, there's a step there, from sin to righteousness. Now, as we look here in this seventh verse, again, I'm going to read verse 5, 6, and 7 together. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Again, what a beautiful picture in scriptural baptism. Going down into the water, coming back up out of the water. When we come back out of it, we still have that flesh. But it's a picture of what has happened inside us, knowing that the old man, this old, you know, I keep saying the body, but it's everything of me, has been crucified with Him, with the Lord Jesus, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Again, we still have the flesh, but the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For the first time, we have the power. We have the strength to have the victory. You wonder why the things in the world become so evil and people are so evil? It's because they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They're following after some other religion or no religion at all. But if you lack the Lord Jesus, then you have, you know, you've got a conscience there that maybe will slow you up a little bit. But once that conscience is seared, you just, there's no stopping you what you'll do. You need Jesus, because once you're born again, you have that new life and that new being. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Remember what we talked about. We've died with Christ. Jesus died on the cross and took our sin away. Death is a release. Death liberates from all claims. Death, and by Jesus taking our sin and dying on the cross, that doesn't give us a universal salvation. Okay, everybody is saved now, and everybody's going to heaven. No, you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to possess this free gift of salvation. In order to be a part, He died for you, it's done. But you need to believe that He has died for you. That's where it comes in. Please believe. Although the believer lives in the same physical body, the flesh has no claim on the spirit. For the first time, this has taken place. Now, again, that doesn't mean that the old flesh doesn't get sick. But there's no claim. There's finally, we have the power. Having been crucified with Christ releases the believer from any claim the flesh had on him. What wonderful statement. Once again, verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. You see why I wanted to go back through these verses of Scripture, because it's been a long time since we've enjoyed this study. It's been, you know, almost 2 years ago, and I just wanted to kind of refresh your memory of what we have studied, because it's such beautiful verses of Scripture. And so why is it that so many church members are on fire and then they're dead? We see that. We see them coming in and they work and they serve and they say all the right words, and then all of a sudden they're gone. And the problem is because they're trying to do it on their own. They've remodeled their heart and their life. But that is impossible to have true victory. Some people cannot live right is that they have never been made right, made new. You see a lot of people that they change that outward appearance, and they begin to walk right, and they begin to talk right. But until they have been made right, and that is by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, having victory over the sin that dominates, that controls you. And the only way you can have true victory is to be made again, born again. A believer will backslide, yes. But I am afraid that most backsliders, or what we call backsliders, they have never been saved in the first place. And so please, I beg you today, listen. Come by faith to Jesus Christ and be born again. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?